Speaker for this session is my good friend Greta F. Greta is not my sponsor, but she is my service sponsor. I usually go to her when I have a question or concern about service. Greta will share on carrying the message by working the steps. Greta, you may share for 25 minutes. I will let you know when you have 5 minutes left. Greta.
Thank you so much, Dan, for your service. And I want to thank everyone. I'm truly grateful for this conference, and I'm truly grateful for all the people who contributed to making today a success. I'm going to get right into my talk. Carrying the message by working the steps. Carrying the message is, we have the 12 steps and 12 traditions to guide our program and how we conduct ourselves. Tradition 5 states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to the person who still suffers from emotional problems. I am thankful that when I have suffered from emotional problems, that EA has been there for me and that the message came to me. And it doesn't matter what step we're on, or even if we haven't started working the steps or in between working steps, we always keep step 12 in our view. Step 12 says, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message and to practice these principles in all our affairs. You don't have to have worked all the steps to carry the message. We always keep step 12 in view. Okay, and what is the message that we carry? In tradition 3, we find that we come, the only requirement for EA membership is a desire to become well emotionally. So one of the things we strive for, that's the message. You can become well emotionally. People can become well emotionally by working our program. In step 2, it says we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. So the message that we're carrying is that people can become well by emotionally by working this program, and people can experience sanity in their lives by working the program. When working the steps, one of the first decisions when you first begin is to decide how you will work the steps. I always like to refer people to the Emotions Anonymous Big Book. The Big Book explains the steps very well. It's a book called Emotions Anonymous, available on our website. There are 3 different workbooks that people use. The one I first used is called EA's 12x12. It covers the 12 steps and the 12 traditions, and I love that workbook for that because that's the only literature we have on the 12 traditions that I know of. There's also a workbook called A Guide to Working the Steps. Some people find that the 12x12 is a bit much for them emotionally. So for people, you know, who have trouble getting through the 12x12, the Guide for Working the 12 Steps is a good option to begin with. And as Michael mentioned, we have the Welcoming the Spiritual Awakening Within Me workbook, which is awesome. I'm in a workshop that covers that. So how do I pick which one to use? I say start with, and I also have to mention, there are some people who work Emotions Anonymous using the Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book, and that's fine too, because the thing is getting through the steps and dealing with our emotions. So which method to choose? Find a sponsor and see what literature they would like you to work with. I know a lot of times when people ask me about sponsoring, the first thing I'm asking is, what literature do you have? So, you know, get the literature, look for a sponsor, and then start working the steps. So, step 1, we admitted we were powerless over our emotions, that our lives had become unmanageable. Carrying the message begins with me. I have to acknowledge my powerlessness over emotions, okay, if I'm going to get through these, get through this stuff. So I have to start, am I powerless? Has my life become unmanageable? Do I want to become well emotionally? These are the messages that I have to carry to myself. Even with years of recovery, emotions can kick in and create unmanageability. The difference is that we have these steps and we have the tools of our program. And importantly, we have our fellows in the program, other people that we can call and talk to. Because of working these steps and using these tools, mental health episodes, emotional outbreaks have been avoided, delayed, and prevented. And even when having an episode, a person can recover quicker. And that's great. That's how this program has worked for me. Some people are uncomfortable with saying that they're powerless. And that's okay. The thing I want people to remember is that accepting that you're powerless over your emotions or the arising of your emotions is just step one. That's not the entire program. It's the basis of the program, but we have steps 2 through 12 to help us gain recovery. Step one is just a part. Real quick, I would like to say that some of you have heard of step 13, and I'm just going to, you know, when you're new in the program and first starting out, you're recognizing that your emotions are unmanageable. In step 12, we carry the message. So step 13 is my life is unmanageable and I want to share it with you. That does not work. So we often ask people to avoid getting involved in serious relationships until you've gained some recovery. Because other than that, you're carrying your unmanageability into that relationship. Okay, enough about step one. Step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. We choose to believe that there is a power greater than me that can help me. Does this power have to be greater than the whole world? Does a power have to be greater than all of society? No, it just needs to be greater than me. Sometimes two things about step two that are real important to me. One is a slogan that says, act as if. We just act as if our power that we have chosen is greater than us and can help us with recovery. Some people choose a teddy bear. Some people choose a doorknob. Some choose nature, God, the universe, a cloud in the sky, the tree outside the window. Whatever works for you. And, yeah, whatever works for you. Now, when we talk about sanity, sanity is the ability to think and behave in a normal and rational manner. Sanity is also being sober-minded or clear-headed. I really like that term, clear-headed. And a lot of people come in the program saying, when did I ever experience sanity? Well, because it feels like all of life has been unmanageable. At some point in time, you did think clearly. At some point in time, it may have been for a moment, but your thoughts were clear, your head was clear, and you were able to think through something or to manage something. So even if it's just a split second in time, we want to tap into that little bit of sanity. If you say, no, I've never experienced sanity, that's okay. Work the program, experience some sanity, and choose to be restored to that. Okay. Step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. This is not a one and done thing. We surrender and choose to make this decision daily. Now, the thing is we're making a decision. It doesn't mean that, okay, I'm going to perfectly turn everything over to my higher power as I understand my higher power. It just means that I choose if that's how I want to live. Each time we surrender and turn our will over, we go closer to our higher power. We experience recovery where our relationships improve, our response to emotions improves, our whole life changes. So part of what we want to do is turn over to our higher power, turn over to God, how we carry the message. Step four is made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. In step four, we thoroughly examine our resentments, fears, sexual behaviors, character defects, unhealthy behaviors, and our assets. Each of us have different things to report in step four, but I'd like you to consider what keeps me from carrying the message. A lot of people are so focused on their anonymity that they don't realize that there's ways to carry the message without exposing your anonymity. The other thing is a lot of people will immediately turn to Tradition 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. Okay, so I ask myself, what is the difference between attraction and promotion? Attraction is the action or power of evoking interest, pleasure, or liking for someone or something. Promotion is activity that supports or provides active encouragement for the furtherance of a cause, venture, or aim. And I'm like, looking at these two definitions, I'm like, this sounds a lot the same to me. Okay. So the question I have, two questions. In Tradition 11, the other half of Tradition 11 says we need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. So basically, to me, the point of Tradition 11 is to put the program out there where people can get attracted to it, but it's not about me. It's not about it's not about my personality. This hour here is not the Greta Show. This hour is about carrying the message while you're working the steps. And my big question here is, how can people be attracted to something they don't know about? It is on us to share this message, and we'll get into sharing the message all day today. You may hear some of the same things repeated, and that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes people need to hear something more than once. I went to the internet and asked, what is the difference between attraction and promotion? And I got this answer that I thought was excellent. It means practicing the principle of attraction rather than promotion, sharing rather than preaching, showing how I'm living rather than telling others how to live theirs. It means trying to help rather than trying to convert. It means connecting with other people and being supportive of them. And that I found on a website called Practice These Principles. And I think that's one of the best explanations I've ever read or heard about the difference between attraction and promotion. It's okay to put EA out there so people can be attracted to it, but we're not promoting ourselves. We're promoting Emotions Anonymous. Step five, admit to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. A lot of people find this difficult to do, and I'm one of those. But the thing I have found is that when you get to the other side, when you've admitted to God, when you've admitted to yourself, and when you've admitted to another human being, that's where a lot of the recovery is. You know, we're still like halfway, but, you know, it's a big piece of our recovery. The one thing I remind people of is that when you choose a person who's been in recovery for a while to share your fifth step with, you're sharing with someone who has been in your shoes, someone who for the first time in their life sat down with God themselves and another person to share the exact nature of our wrongs. And once we've completed this step, we can carry the message in a meeting to other people who are EA members. And that's great, because the more people who can share that, yeah, I did this step and I'm okay, you know. The other thing I'd like to say is that somewhere in the literature, I can't remember exactly where, I wish I could, it talks about once you complete a step five, you're able to become a sponsor. Charlie B is going to talk about sponsorship later in the meeting, but I want people to keep in mind that being a sponsor is a way of carrying the message. You're carrying the message one by one, step by step with another person. And I can honestly say that it's a blessing to have a sponsor, and it's a blessing to be a sponsor. Okay, let's go to step six. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. A lot of people get to step six and they think, okay, this is a step where I have to change all my behavior. That's not what this is saying at all. It's saying that I'm ready for God to remove all these defects of character. God has the rest of our lives to remove our unhealthy behavior. And as we surrender in this step, you know, I ask somebody, how do I know when I complete step six? And the best answer I got was, when you really want recovery, you want God to remove these defects, and you feel it in your bones. It's like your whole being wants to have this recovery, wants to let God remove all these defects of character. Step seven, we humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. And rather than talk, I'm going to pray. There's a prayer in page 64 of our Emotions Anonymous big book with the seven-step prayer. Higher power, I'm willing to totally give myself to you, the good and the bad. I ask that you now remove from me every single defect of character which prevents me from being useful to you and to others. Grant me strength as I go out to do your will. That is step seven. And sharing this prayer with other EA members is also carrying the message. In step eight, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Basically, it is my responsibility to clean up the messes of my life. Okay? The things that we discover in steps four and five. So this is just making a list. We make a list of the people. And I want you guys to consider any opportunities that you have not taken to carry the message. A lot of times there are ways we can carry the message that we don't take an opportunity of. One simple thing I have done over the years is order a whole bunch of copies of the yellow pamphlet, 50 or 100 at a time. They go to my therapist, my psychiatrist, my medical doctor, any other mental health people I deal with. If I've been hospitalized, I've shared the yellow pamphlet. When I've been in intensive outpatient and partial hospital program, whatever you call it, I bring yellow pamphlets and share them. Sometimes I'm in a waiting room somewhere, like at a doctor's office or waiting for my therapist. I'll throw a couple copies of the yellow pamphlet on the table. Those are opportunities that we can take. The yellow pamphlet is now available to download for free. You can download it, you can email it to people, you can, you know, whatever. Just putting EA out there so people can be attracted to it. Okay, step nine. May direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. A lot of times when we go directly to somebody and say, hey, I'm working on being a better person, I'd like to apologize to you for the way I treated you down through the years or at this specific time or whatever, and apologize. Now, do we have power over how a person responds to that? No, we don't. It's on us to make the amends. Whether or not people accept it is on them. It's between them and their higher power.
Okay.
Now, in terms of missed opportunities for sharing the message, you don't have to go to people and say, hey, I'm sorry I didn't share EAA with you.
Greta, excuse me, five minutes.
Okay, thank you. I'm pretty close. Yeah, we don't go around telling people, I'm sorry I didn't share EAA with you. A lot of times when I'm making amends, like it says, we don't make amends when it would injure other people. So we do what we call living amends. If I have not been carrying the message, my living amends would be taking time to carry the message. Step 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 10 is a daily thing, and there are several step 10 inventories throughout our literature. You can find inventories in the Emotions Anonymous Big Book, in It Works If You Work It, in the Welcoming the Spiritual Awakening Within Me, and some people use the ones from Alcoholics Anonymous. So I'd just like to read a few questions from that I ask myself sometimes, and these are found on page 72 of the EA Big Book. Do we acknowledge our human limitations and abilities? Do we allow other people to be human too? Do we expect too much from others? Do we utilize what we have learned in the program? Have we learned to make plans without planning the results? And I think that last question is really important when you consider carrying the message. We make plans to carry the message. We don't plan how people respond. We accept people's response, whether it's positive or negative. So the question that I could add, wouldn't mind adding to my inventory, is how have I carried the message today? Step 11, we saw through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. So I think in terms of carrying the message through step 11 is ask God, how do you want me to share EA? Ask our higher powers help to someone's clearing their throat and I can hear them. You need to mute, please. Ask a higher power to help me share EA. And that brings us to step 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message and to practice these principles in all our affairs. I already shared with ways that I've shared EA. The only one I didn't, Michael mentioned this, was you can actually start an EA group. If you're feeling like, oh, wow, I'd like to have an EA program to go to, but there's not one in my area, you can start a group. And the International Service Center can help you with that. I would like to mention just a few more things. On the Emotions Anonymous website, if you click on literature, you'll see that there are some publications there for free. There's a meeting flyer that you can use to print out and add your information to it. You can also, we're doing so many things electronically today because of COVID. So, that information can be sent to people, not so much badgering them with it, just saying, okay, here we have this, the yellow pamphlet is available. And there's also a nice little pamphlet called Information for the Healthcare Provider. I often share multiple copies of the yellow pamphlet and a copy of the healthcare provider with my providers. One thing I'd really like to look us to take a look at, and something that I want to take a closer look at, is there, if we do a search on emotionsanonymous.org for community outreach, there's all kinds of materials for spreading the meeting. There's community outreach packet, a news release form, letters that you can send to people. And there's also a nice little workbook that I'm thinking we may need to do a workshop on called Community Outreach Workbook that has all this great information in it. And that's carrying the message through the 12 steps. So I'd just like to summarize by saying it doesn't matter what step you are on. We keep step 12 in view of carrying the message. Thank you. Thank you for listening, and I pass.
Greta, thanks for your share. At this time, Greta would like people to share on one of the following two topics. One, how did you find out about Emotions Anonymous? Or how can you carry the message to yourself and others through the steps that you have done?